So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came down and he put his hand on the trunk of the palm tree and make it calm. You see, he put his hand on the trunk of the palm tree and make it calm, not to cry anymore for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We look to something concerning the supplication of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is no supplication that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it except will guarantee right away. Okay? And this is a lot, and I give you some of it, regardless if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray for somebody or pray against somebody, will take place. In hadith, Hudhaifa, may Allah be pleased with him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had invoked for a man. If he invoked for a man, that the invocation will reach him and his son and his grandson. See how serious it is. Okay? The invocation will reach even his grandchildren. And from this we see what happened as example by hadith Qatada from Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. My mother said, O Messenger of Allah, Khadimuka Anas, your servant Anas, pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma akthir malahu wa waladahu wa barik lahu fima ataytahu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Anas's mother asked him to invoke, make dua for her son, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah, increase his wealth, his sons, and bless him concerning whatever he give him. Ikrimah said that Anas, I swear by Allah that my money, my wealth is a lot, and my children and my grandchildren, they a lot. Today, they approximately 100 of them. 100 children and grandchildren from one man, Anas. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invoked Allah to bless him and to bless his children, so he get to live to see the blessings of Allah and the barakah of the supplication of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I swear by Allah, inna mali la kathir wa inna waladi wa walad waladi la yu'adduna al-yawma ala nahwi al-ma'a. That they are approximately 100 of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor and support this Islam was one of the two Umar. One is son of Abu Jahl and one son of Ibn al-Khattab. So Allah answered the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he made Umar Ibn al-Khattab accepted Islam. And as a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Islam a lot of support and a lot of victory. And before the embrace of Islam of Umar, the Muslims, they used to hide and make their salah in at night or inside houses. Okay, after Umar accepted Islam, he said, we're going to go and make salah in public. And he formed two lines and he took the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he went in public. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported Islam and chose and gave the guidance to Umar as a result of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day the Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because no water, so he asked him for istisqa. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invoked Allah. Immediately the rain came. And it came a lot to such a degree that was almost to destroy houses and farms. They came back running to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam And they asked him to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop the rain, and the Prophet did, and immediately stopped. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invoked Allah for Ibn Abbas. He said, Allahumma faqihhu fi al-deen wa allimhu al-ta'wil. فسمي بعد ذلك الحبر وترجمان القرآن. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invoked Allah to give Ibn Abbas, Abdullah Ibn Abbas, the understanding in the religion and the tafsir of the Quran, and he became one of the most learned one among the Sahaba in the understanding of the Quran and the tafsir. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua for mother of Abu Huraira, and she became Muslim. And we see other examples that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam invoke against certain people, like Kisra. Kisra, he was the king, okay, of Faris. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent her, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a letter to him, okay, to invite him to Islam, he was angry and mad, and he took the letter and he cut it pieces, tear it pieces, and Allah, his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked Allah to tear him. Alaykum assalam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invoked Allah against him that Allah will tear his kingdom to pieces. And this what had happened to his kingdom, been defeated and been destroyed all over the places. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a man eating with his left hand. He said to him, eat with your right hand. He said, I could not. He said, he may never be able to do so. And the man was not able to raise his hand anymore. Okay? We have to remember this. The man was eating with his left arm. The Prophet ﷺ told him, eat with your right hand. He said, I could not. Not because he really could not, but because he was arrogant. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, he prayed against him, saying, he may never be able to do so. After this, the man was not able, been paralyzed already. He could not move his arm. The left. Allah knows best. I don't know. I don't have too much details about it. But he said, فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ أَنْ يَرْفَعْهَا. He was not able to pick it up. Okay. Look into one of the things that happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning the water. And this a big number of the Sahaba had reported this hadith, that like Anas and Jabir ibn Mas'ud, okay? And in actuality, this incident happened in many, many times, okay? So I am not going to go and talk about each one, but what happened, that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the Prophet Musa alayhi salam the stick. And Musa used the stick, one of it. وَإِذَا اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبُهُمْ. That when the people of Moses, they ask him for watering or for water to drink, Allah revealed to him that strike the rock with what? With your stick. So when he did, he hit the rock, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made water gushing, coming out of rocks. Okay? But more than this happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Anas ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa hanat salat al-'asr, faltamasa an-nasu wudu' falam yajiduhu, fa'ata Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam biwudu', fawada'a Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi dhalika al-ina' yala wa amara an-nas an yatawadda'u min. Qala fara'aytu al-ma'a yanbu'u min bayni asabi'ihi, fatawadda' an-nasu hatta tawadda'u من عند آخرهم. ورواه أيضا عن أنس وقتادة بإناء فيه ماء يغمر أصابعه. وقال كم كنتم؟ قال كنا زهاء ثلث ماء. This hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was time for Asr, Salat al-Asr, and the people, they tried to search for water, they could not find water to make wudu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought a wudu in a bucket which is sufficient for one person to make wudu, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stuck his hand inside this ina or this bucket, and I swear I start to see the water gushing between the fingers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the last of them made wudu. They ask him how many people was in this. He said approximately about 300 persons. 300 of the Sahaba. From one wudu, he says the Sahaba, I start to see the water gushing between the fingers of the Prophet ﷺ and everybody making wudu. Look to another incident. Also the Prophet ﷺ, things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with it. This hadith reported by Abu Huraira that we've been suffering from hunger and I was hungry myself. So I followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he have a little qadah, what you call a jar or something they used to put milk in it, that somebody had given it as a gift to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I went and I was hoping that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give me some to drink out of it. So the Prophet told me, go and call the people of Suffa. And I said to myself, what's this milk going to do for all these people? I wish the Prophet give me something, at least I can strengthen myself with it, because I'm so hungry, starving, I could not even stand up, and I was wishing that the Prophet will give me a sip of this milk. But here telling me go and bring the people of Safa, he said I went and I called them as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam command me to do. I did so. وذكر أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فجعلت أعطي الرجل يشرب. He said to him, go and give the people. The people of Safa, poor people, like what you call today homeless people, okay? And they have a special place they used to sleep on it in the masjid. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Abu Huraira, go and call all these people, let them come and drink. And all what is there is little bit, you understand, maybe enough for the Prophet. And Abu Huraira was hoping that he may get a cup of milk or a sip of milk, because he was so in a bad shape. So he said, the Prophet ﷺ asked me to give everybody to drink, and I gave everybody to drink. All of them drank, and after this the Prophet ﷺ said to me, go, you drink. He said, who else? He said, me and you only, Prophet of Allah. He said, sit and drink. He said, I drank. He said, drink more. He said, so I took it. I say, drink more. I took the second one that I drink. The Prophet ﷺ said, drink more, because he was so worried about, he wants some milk for himself. And he said, oh Prophet of Allah, I swear by the one who sent you with the truth, I could not take it anymore. There's no any canal, any room for milk to go inside me anymore. I could not. He said, after this, the Prophet ﷺ, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he invoked his name, and he drank whatever left over after this. And yes, Ahl al-Suffa, I have to go and ask somebody who more learned than me, inshallah. This concerning, وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت لما استقبلني جبريل عليه السلام بالرسالة جعلت لا أمر بحجر ولا شجر إلا قال السلام عليك يا رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. This hadith which is authentic and reported by al-Bazzar in his Musnad and also in Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, that after Jibreel, the angel Jibreel gave me the message, I never passed by a rock or a tree except said to me, peace be upon you, messenger of Allah. The stones, the rocks, and the trees used to send salam and greet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I know, brothers, it's time for Aisha. I'm trying to close, inshallah. And hadith, this reported. This hadith from Abu Hurairah. Yes, we said this hadith already, which is ذراعي الشاء المسمومة التي كلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the dead cooked animal talk to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to inform him about it. Other things like healing the sick people. It happened with Ali رضي الله عنه. It happened with many companions that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sometimes he wounded in the battle all what he have to rob or take from his saliva sallallahu alaihi wasallam and put in his eyes, and his eyes already after being in bad shape and outside, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam take from his saliva min rithihi sharif sallallahu alaihi wasallam and wipe it and will go back again and became better than the other eye, the wound or bleeding, things like this. It happened also from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rahmukallah. So in this class we talk about some of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed his Prophet with it, like he give him grantee supplication, da'wah al-mustajaba, the gushing water out of his fingers, the increase of the food, and inshallah, maybe since I didn't mention anything about it, I will close my class with it. The haneen jiz' al-nakhla ilayh, the talks of rocks and trees and to him, greeting, all the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the miracles and things that have been given to all the prophets before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been given. About takfir al-ta'am lil-rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in happened in one of the battles, and I think was Ghazwat al-Khandaq. Jabir, the Sahabi Jabir, he noticed from the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the starvation. And Jabir, he knows that he has little bit flour in his house. So he went, told his wife, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his situation. He seemed maybe he didn't eat for several days, and I think we have a cup of flour. Can you cook it? And I'm go call the Prophet quietly and you cook it and me and him eat together. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there in the battlefield and preparing, and Jabir, he went and whispered in his ear telling him, oh Prophet of Allah, come, I have some food, come eat. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the whole army, inna Jabir qad a'adda lakum ta'aman fahihala. Say, oh Prophet Allah, I said, listen, you go tell your wife, not let her prepare the flour, mix it with the water, and leave it on the, what you call it, majur or this big pot. Don't touch, don't cook it until I come. And this old, skinny sheep that you kill, keep it wait. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everybody left the work and gone with the Prophet, the whole army coming. And the lady looking like this, like move the curtain and see the Prophet coming, the leader of the army and the whole army come. She start like, understand, like, you know, some of the wives sometimes say, talk something, you understand, to the wife. What's wrong with you? You crazy? What you doing? You're going to embarrass me. You said to me the Prophet and now you're bringing everybody. What's wrong with you? Say, I told the Prophet, come, you, maybe one or two people with him. I don't know. I didn't tell him to bring the whole army. But he said, you're going to embarrass us. You're going to... Say, he told me, do your flour, prepare it, and don't touch it until I come. Here's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come, take from his blessed saliva and say, Bismillah, and put in the food, Bismillah, and put, and say, go ahead, start to cook in the oven. They have the oven. So, became a tannuri feed, bil-ajin. Became... every time they take from what you call the doll, it came more. The wife of Jabir, she could not catch. So she went to her neighbor and brought another two, three ladies to help her throwing bread inside the oven. The whole army ate from this little bit food, and Jabir say, I swear by Allah, they left us and the food is more than that we started. Allah bless him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a blessed man, and whatever used to come from him used to be a blessings. And these things happen and more with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can understand how that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he love a person, he will bless him with a lot of things. And all these things is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not by the Prophet power, but we believe in it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ala kulli shay'in qadir, that Allah is able to do all things, and he gave from his kingdom to whom he pleases. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withhold also from he pleases. He gave Sulaiman al-Rih, the wind. Okay? He gave Moses the stick. He gave Jesus the revival of the dead. He gave the Prophet all these things together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the enemies of the Prophets get worry and have fear in their hearts before the Prophet arrived 1 month walking distance. Okay? Allah gave him the same thing to touch the sick, he will heal it. So everything been given to all the Prophet, been given to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more and more. And the best of all that Allah has given him is the Quran, which inshallah, hope in the future we talk about the miracle of the Quran as a life and self-evidence about that Islam is from Allah. Inshallah, I'm sorry I didn't attend for the class to be long, but next class we will talk about the prophecy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said will happen, and we saw some of it that exists today. And if you want a sample of it, I already give you one sample, which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support this religion with what? Rajul al-Fajr. Inna Allah la yu'ayyid hadha ad-deen bi rajul al-Fajr. And we see how many kafirs today they support in this religion without knowing they support it, because they do it for money, for whatever. Okay? Yeah. Give you one example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1500 years ago, what he said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he will follow the footsteps of those who before you, hand by hand, okay, and arm by arm. That means you will go to imitate the kafirun. Do we see it today? Do we see Muslims today imitating the kafirun? Huh? We see it. No, akhi, no. What you doing? Oh, I thought you put it inside here. Okay. Do you see Muslims today, they shave their beard? Imitate the kafiru. Huh? Anything, basically, if they cut the suit from the back, the cut in the middle, we have to put it in the middle. If they put it two, they be two. If they stick, if they change, maybe in the future, they will change the tie to put it in the back, or like a tail from outside, I bet you the Muslims they will do it. Some of the Muslims they will do it. Okay? Imitation. Huh? Some, you understand, they bought it like instead of a tie, they bought what you call pony. What do you call this? Fionke? Pepion? Ala damanak? Bow tie, yeah. Bow tie? Okay, they bought it. So, if they cut the, you know, this, they used to call it in our language,